I'm Kelly Burley, along with Burns Hargis, on behalf of Campus Connection for Thursday, October 15th. And Burns, I'd like to begin with a big thanks to all of our listener contributors for helping us during our fall fundraiser.
I should say, well, there's no way that KOSU would be what it is without those contributors. It's absolutely essential to our success, and I think the success of the fund drive is a good indicator that you're doing a good job, Kelly.
Well, and we had a great fundraiser all throughout. We had a little competition on Saturday with all those nail-biter football games, including that OSU-West Virginia game.
We just do. I don't know how Coach Gundy and his staff and team keep topping the week before, but boy, they've managed to do it, I'll tell you. We've got a week off here so we can kind of get our heart rate back to normal before we start in again.
Well, Burns, OSU continues to attract freshman students in big numbers.
Yeah, we do. In fact, this year is our second largest freshman class in the history of the university. There's 4,200 students, roughly, in this class. And the other important thing about this class is we have the most Oklahoma students that we have ever had. And so that's a good indication that Oklahomans are coming our way as well. But, you know, this college selection process has become a year-round sport. I mean, it never slows down. Our enrollment team does a great job in a number of events that contribute to, I think, our growing enrollment. We're gearing up, in fact, to welcome around 800 prospective students to campus on November 2nd. We're going to provide bus transportation for high school juniors and seniors from 17 Oklahoma towns and Gainesville, Texas, for our sixth annual up-close event. And it's a great event. The students get an in-depth look at the academic opportunities at OSU. They get to explore campus and interact with current students and faculty. They visit labs and studios. They'll participate in mock lectures and tour our housing options and even more. So students can still register for the event by going to the OSU webpage. So sign up for up-close event.
Well, with all the growth at OSU during your tenure, Burns, I guess you haven't had much time for rest to build up on your groundbreaking shovel.
No, that is not a problem that I have. Boredom is not a problem that I have. But we did break ground on still another great facility. It's the A.R. Mary Louise Candy Medical Academic Building at our medical school in Tulsa. It's an 84,000-square-foot building that will include the state-of-the-art hospital simulation center and provide training for our students at the OSU College of Medicine. The simulation center will be a fully operational emergency room, operating room, intensive care unit, birthing suite, and ambulance bay, and we'll have mannequins that sweat and bleed and do all the kind of stuff that we do. So students will get a really great opportunity to learn from this medical academic building that the Tandy Foundation has helped make possible. And it's going to help us fulfill our land-grant mission of training more physicians because Oklahoma's very short on physicians. Everybody knows that. But thanks to the Tandy Foundation's $8 million toward construction of this four-story building, we'll be able to make a dent in that deficiency. We expect the building to be completed by 2017.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.